changed considerably. So as a result, we'll be asked for a new printout of the schedule and distribute that. And the third one is from our speaker, first speaker of the day, Alain Nanot, who will talk about remarks and questions in Conigo.
Okay, thank you. So I was asked by Dirk Kramer to say that he was deeply saddened by the fact that he could not attend the conference in honor of your ideas in and your influence in the field we are working with, and he said that it is not only true for mathematics, but this is also true for physics. And for myself, as everybody before me, and certainly as everybody after me, I'm here to praise the impact of your ideas on what we are working on. And at a slightly more personal level, I have to acknowledge the mathematical generosity you always spread out around yourself. And I hope that you got something out of it, in spite of struggles and sweats, that the joy prevails at the end. And furthermore, I want to thank, on behalf of Sasha Bellinson and myself, I want to thank Rob and James for organizing successfully the conference in honor of Spencer. So the, we know, there is this extremely elegant theorem of Spencer. Which says, and which is called the Bloch decomposition of the Hahnemann. Which says that if X is projective, smooth, maybe one could replace projective by proper, but later on anyway, we will need projective at some point.
Yeah, could you put on the microphone?
Ah, yeah, sure. But I don't know, here?
Yeah.
Okay. It was, okay. It should be better now. I'm sorry. I mean, I will have to take off the sweater, but it's not such a weather. Okay. So then X project is smooth over field K. And K is supposed to be a finite type over the prime field, so either Q or FP. Then when we consider the char group of zero cycles, pull back over K by a field which contains the function field of X, so universal domain. Then this is, if one considers the degree zero part of this, if this is isomorphic to the Albanese as an abstract group of X, then the diagonal decomposes in the char group. So the diagonal here in X cross X understood as an element of the char group of X, X cross X, up to some integer here, is equivalent in the char group to the sum of two cycles, gamma zero and gamma, where gamma zero leaves, there is a representative of gamma zero which physically leaves in some curve from X. And there is a representative of gamma, which physically lives in X cross the divisor.
Well,
yes.
My memory is that paper is a joint paper with.
No, this one is your earlier. But with Srinivas was to expand this idea to a more complicated situation, but the grand idea is here. And here are two remarks, which we are going to expand in the lecture. It doesn't go up here. It doesn't go up here.
Yeah,
that's pretty hard. Okay. So the remarks are like this. The first remark is that if the Albanese is trivial, then one can take gamma zero to be of the shape psi cross x, where psi is a zero cycle, which is defined over the ground field. That's the first remark. And the second remark is that in this case, we can drop the smoothness assumption. And then the result reads as follows, x projective. Then assume that char zero of x tensor omega, so let's say tensor q is q. Let us write like this. Then one has the decomposition of the diagonal. And delta is equivalent to psi cross x plus a cycle gamma, which is physically living in X cross some divisor. Where the char group here is what people call the homological char group, and which is really the group of zero cycles here. So X is closed point, divided by the standard equivalence relation for F on curves. So the main point was to show, so we have this extension here on singular varieties. The main point was to show to give an explanation, a different explanation from the one given originally by Mumford, that the assumption of the theorem of decomposition of the diagonal imply, so let us assume here I express this in characteristic zero, so let us assume that the characteristic of the ground field is zero, implies that the corner piece of the F iteration of X is dying. So the corner piece, gross zero F, so the corner piece of the F iteration of Durham or singular cohomology, let's say Durham cohomology, is zero for I at least one. So the assumption of the theorem here, I should say, if I add, otherwise I should, well, let's say, I at least two. And the further remarks here, which echo what is written here, is that if we assume in addition that the Albanese is zero, then the conclusion is going to be that the corner piece of the F iteration of X is zero for all I at least one. And if we try to echo the second point here, the second remark, that the Bloch's decomposition of the diagonal is also true on non-smooth varieties, then we are stuck because there is no corollary of the generalization. And let us look at a simple example. If we take a rational nodal curve, then in whatever cohomology we are looking at, and let us denote this by zero here, the node, the first cohomology with support in the node here of the rational nodal curve maps isomorphically to the first cohomology. And in whatever world we are living, those cohomologies here are Q of zero, QL of zero, Q of zero. And consequently, the corner piece of the Hodge filtration can die. However, the Chow group, as defined before, the homological Chow group is certainly zero. So, recall, in order to proceed here, recall the fundamental theorem of the line. Which is telling us that if X is a field of finite type, of finite type over a finite field, and if we are looking at the geometric Frobenius, so the one which acts on subschemes, acting on LID cohomology with compact support of X. So actually, to be correct, I should put X bar here. I should put back to, so when I write like this, it means by definition. So let me just shorten the notation here. I don't put the bar. It's not correct, but then those eigenvalues, so the geometric Frobenius acts on LID cohomology here, and it acts in such a way, this is a remarkable theorem, that the eigenvalues here of the geometric Frobenius acting on LID cohomology are algebraic integers. I mean, not only algebraic numbers, so they are algebraic numbers, but they have this level condition which is telling us that they are algebraic integers. And in fact, Deligne shows it in his famous article like this. He concludes from this by a very involved duality theorem that it is also true for cohomology if X is smooth. But in our days, having De Jong's theory at disposal, this is true in general. So this is true that the geometric Frobenius are acting on compactly supported LID cohomology or on LID cohomology have eigenvalues which are algebraic integers. So the corollary of this is that if X, one can deduce from Bloch's decomposition of the diagonal and the Deligne's fundamental theorem that if X is smooth, geometrically connected, projective, geometrically irreducible. It's the same information anyway. Defined over a finite field. Then, if the Chow group of zero cycles of X over a large field is trivial, then X has a rational point, and not only it has a rational point, but one has a congruence for the number of rational points. This is 1 mod Q. And the point here is that this corollary here is implied by the fact that if X is smooth, so we come back to our smoothness assumption, which is in the theorem here, and if X is smooth, then the Deligne theorem implies that the eigenvalues of Frobenius acting on Comoji with support. So let me just write like this. N1 HIX. So this is co-niveau 1 piece of cohomology, which means by definition those cohomology classes which have the properties that they die on the generic point. So there is a U in X non-trivial, so that alpha restricted to U dies in cohomology of U. Then the eigenvalues of F, so by Deligne, they are going to be algebraic integers, but not only they are algebraic integers, they are divisible as algebraic integers by Q. So this is a consequence of purity plus Deligne theorem. So let's say Deligne's integrality, DI. So, but the point of Bloch's decomposition of the diagonal is that under the motivic assumption here, this implies that the cohomology is supported in codimension 1. And consequently, the Lefschetz stress formula reads like this. The number of rational points of FQ is going to be the stress of the Frobenius acting on cohomology. And this is 1 for H0 plus something which lies in Q Z bar, but at the same time, it is in Z. So this concludes the application of this decomposition of the diagonal. And here we can immediately make two remarks. The first one, two remarks, so concerning X still projective or proper, but not smooth, not necessarily smooth. And those are the points we will discuss a little bit. The first one is that the diagonal does not act on cohomology. And the second one is that even if it could happen sometimes that the diagonal does act on cohomology, it's not the case that the eigenvalues of Frobenius acting on the co-niveau 1 piece of cohomology do not necessarily lie in QZ bar. They are not necessarily divisible. And the second point here is exactly the simple possible example. So see the earlier example of the rational nodal curve. So let us make a remark here. First a remark of another kind. So remarks. On the power of De Jong theorem. So De Jong's alteration allows to define a wet filtration. So it allows definition of a wet filtration. We are not at all after wet filtration here in a problem of understanding rational points over finite fields for varieties which are not smooth. But nevertheless, because as we saw here in the smooth case, the important point is the level of the eigenvalues of Frobenius. Here the level understood as the level of divisibility. And this level of divisibility, if we want to understand geometrically what it means, and we come back to complex geometry, this corresponds exactly to the level, the Hodge level, as in the Mumford theorem, which we have above here. And but weights correspond in geometry to the weight situation on a mixed Hodge structure. And those two informations are not the same. But in particular, when the variety is non-smooth, they are dependent. They are not independent. That means an information coming from the weight doesn't yield immediately an information on the level and vice versa, but they are not completely disjunct. And of course, even in the smooth case, if we take a tet motif, then certainly the weight information is the same as the level information. So the De Jong theorem allows to define a weight situation on LID cohomology. And if we summarize a few of the corollaries of this theorem, we come to the following formulation. So if X is proper, then so we take a simplicial alteration here, which resolves X. And because the H, J, X, I are pure, then we conclude that the weights are well defined on cohomology of X. And they fulfill the property that the weights on HI are at most I. And furthermore, so that's the first conclusion. And the second conclusion, which will be, which will play a role here, is that if we look at the last, because the weights are at most I, if we look at the last graded piece, so we look at HIX to its last graded piece, and this one is recognized by De Jong's procedure, it can be understood as the image of HIX into HIY, where, so sigma postal, let's say, where sigma is any alteration. So this is a quite a nice corollary of De Jong's theorem, and which we'll be using, and we can make the following further remarks. So now if U is not necessarily proper, then De Jong is, the same theorem of De Jong is going to tell us that the weights, which are well defined by his theorem, on the compactly supported cohomology, will have the property that they are, again, at most I, which has the property that the consequence that if U is smooth, so in particular, if U is smooth, then we can use duality, and the weights on cohomology, which are equally well defined, now are going to be at least I. And so now we can address the second point here of the remarks and make the following observation, so corollary. So it's an answer to the second point, or a piece of an answer to the second point. If we have X proper, and inside of it we have Y of codimension 1, at least one, and closed, then, and if we look, we don't look really at the cohomology of X, which is supported along Y, but we look at the image of the cohomology of X, which is supported along Y, inside of the cohomology of X, so we look at this, and so on this we cannot say anything, but we can go from here, X is proper, so we can go from here to the last a weight graded piece. So let us look here. So we go to the last graded piece. Then this image, if we look at the eigenvalues of the geometric Frobenius acting on this image, then this is the case that the eigenvalues are divisible by Q as algebraic integers. And of course, likewise, in a complex geometry, this would be easier to think, but okay, so we can, so it's a little game here with the alteration. The point is really that the last graded piece is recognized in any alteration, and cohomology which comes from cohomology, the piece of cohomology which comes from cohomology with support on this last graded piece is going to factorize on this alteration by cohomology which is also supported in codimension one, but on a smooth variety. And now to address the first point here is that the diagonal does not act on cohomology. So if we have an assumption on the homological Chow group, we are dead we cannot conclude anything on cohomology and consequently on existence of rational points on varieties via the Lefschetz stress formula, because the Lefschetz stress formula is a formula on cohomology, not on homology. So this point here, there is a partial answer to it, is a proposition which is telling us that now we have to assume X is projective. So let us take some projective embedding P. So let us say that X has dimension N and the codimension here is C. Then we look at some alteration. And then we can consider the graph of the alteration. Then the graph of the alteration doesn't have a cohomology class, but it has a cohomology class on the y argument, so to speak, and a homology class on the x argument, so it lies in some direct sum, something like this, n plus c minus I. Supported in X times HI of Y with some twist. And because of this fact, then we can conclude that our a priori purely homological information on the Chow group, so let us write the assumption on the Chow group, has nevertheless a cohomological consequence. This implies that the image of the cohomology of X into the cohomology of Y has the property, in fact, that it lies in the first coniveau. So if we summarize, so this is for all I, and if we summarize those two informations here for practical application of finding rational points on singular varieties, we find the following corollary, that assumption as in the proposition this proposition here, so X projective, I need some smooth embedding to be able to replace homology by cohomology with support. Then the eigenvalues of the geometric Frobenius acting on the last graded piece of X are divisible. So in particular, if we assume X as before, so with this half motivic assumption, it's not quite motivic, let's say homological motivic, And we assume that cohomology is pure of weight. I'm just repeating in a slightly different manner. Of course, everything over finite field, I apologize. Then the conclusion is really like in our old theorem answering the Langmuir question, conjecture, namely that the number of rational points here, I mean, there are rational points and the number is given by a congruence here. So, I mean, so the singularities which do that X is pure, the cohomology of X is pure of weight I, it's a sort of, I mean, characteristic zero, this would correspond to rational singularities. This means that X has a sort, has, let's say, rational-like singularities. Okay. So this is, one piece of an answer. So now, second piece of an answer might be given by trying to understand a better formulation of the following theorem. So let us watch first the theorem. So the theorem is that if K is a local field, with finite residue field, little k, let's say fq, then we assume X is smooth projective over the big field, and we assume furthermore that cohomology of X has codimension 1. Then the conclusion of our theorem is saying that if we take now a regular model and its mod p reduction, so the mod p reduction of a regular model, so let's say mod p reduction y of a regular model has rational points. So has a property that the number of rational points here is 1 mod q. Okay. So before I discuss this further, so let me give one word on the proof before going on. I must say here, maybe I should start with this. Let us talk on philosophy here. So this formulation here is try to make Deligne's philosophy as expressed in several spots in SGAs and also in talks, concrete in the form of a concrete theorem. And the philosophy is expressed usually in his writings by saying that Hodge level in characteristic zero in complex geometry corresponds, the corresponding quotation marks, to levels for the number of rational points over finite fields. So this formulation here is a try to make it very concrete. So we start, this local field here, if it is a field of unequal characteristic, we start with a variety in characteristic zero, which, so then the assumption is not Hodge level, the assumption is Conivo level. We'll comment on this in a second. And then the conclusion will be that the mod p reduction of some good model will have a congruence for the number of rational points. In particular, it will have rational points. So maybe I should first comment here on the replacement of the Hodge condition by a coniveau condition. So maybe before I go here, let us make a comment. On N1 versus Gros. So, first of course, if we want a formulation which is valid for any local field and not only over a field in unequal characteristics, now this is going to be a disaster. Sorry. Doesn't really distinguish between unequal and equal characteristics, and certainly we cannot argue with the Hodge level. This is clear. So in a way, it's not too annoying. But on the other hand, if we really want to think of mod p reduction of a scheme which is defining characteristic zero, then it is annoying. Because as we have seen, which is a consequence of purity here, then this condition here implies this condition. But vice versa, of course, we have no way to think of vice versa. Because vice versa, this would be an instance of Grothendieck's generalized Hodge conjecture. And certainly we have no way to think about it. And because it would say that if there is a divisor which absorbs, I apologize, it would say that if the corner piece of the Hodge filtration here, so to make it concrete here, because things are smooth here, this group here is just this coherent group here. So Grothendieck's generalized conjecture here, this specific instance would say that if this group dies here, then the whole Durham cohomology is supported in codimension one. So there is a divisor which absorbs the cohomology. So this would mean that out of this vanishing here, we would be able to construct a divisor. And certainly we have no way to think about that. And on the other hand, it's a pain because this particular instance of Grothendieck generalized Hodge conjecture has the feature which is unique among all the other instances of Grothendieck generalized Hodge conjecture, that it is expressible without the use of any topology. We don't need any Betti cohomology to express the conjecture. So no need of Betti cohomology. And if we think of the block Bellingson conjecture, the Motivy conjecture, then of course it is much more ambitious because the first piece is what was provided by Bloch's decomposition of the diagonal. And then this one is purity, as we already discussed at some length. But then the Motivy conjecture is going to tell us that not only we want this, but we want really the reverse zero here. So certainly here, one cannot say anything on this. It would be wishful to have a way which, in this very concrete geometric situation, to have a way which bypasses here this deep conjecture, but we don't. So so we keep this assumption here. I'm sorry, Tony? Oh, yeah. So we keep this assumption, and then the way it had been done in the article was to use the specialization map. But not the one which is, so to speak, an intermediate step of the specialization map, which goes up to the level of the maximal and ramified extension of the field. So we have the field here. The Galois theory of a local field consists into two steps, at least. We go to the maximal and ramified extension, and then we go to the algebraic or separable closure. And then, likewise, for the ring of integers. And here, likewise for the residue field. And then, so if we endose varieties with those decorations here whenever we pull back, then the easy specialization here is the one which goes from cohomology of Y is a special fiber pullback to the algebraic closure, but understood via the contraction theorem because Y is proper as the cohomology of the pullback of the model to the maximal unramified extension to this one. And this one via the Hochschild-Serre spectral sequence associated to the monodromy. The assumption, the coniveau assumption here on X pullback to the algebraic closure of the field is going to reflect to have some consequence on the eigenvalues of a lifting of Frobenius acting on this variety over the big field. So this here's the N1 assumption on X bar implies, or maybe I should change the board here. So the N1 assumption here via Hochschild-Serre spectral sequence for the monodromy operator and via an extension, so via extension of Deligne's integrality over finite field to Deligne's integrality over local field for any lifting. So here is Deligne's integrality for the action of the geometric Frobenius. And here this is for on LAD cohomology of a variety of a finite field. And here this is the action of lifting of the geometric Frobenius. So let's say phi in the big Galois group, lifting the geometric Frobenius in the small Galois group, acting on cohomology of the geometric genetic fiber. And so that means that those eigenvalues here are still algebraic integers. And so then so it allows to conclude, and then the point is that the model being regular implies, because the best change, because we look at the maximal unramified extension here, it implies by best change that this one is regular as well. And consequently, the kernel of the specialization map going only halfway here receives surjectively the cohomology we support along Y bar here inside of the model pulled back on the maximal and ramified extension. So here, regularity implies, again, by purity, but now an even much harder purity due to Graber, that one has divisibility. So So how to, on the other hand, this formulation here is not very, it's nice because it's a formulation, but it's not entirely satisfactory because in a way it doesn't, of course, if we believe in resolution of singularities over a non-equal characteristic of a local field, of for model of a local field, then this is a finite world, for this formulation, because if I take any model, I would take a desingularization, and then the theorem would say that whenever we start over a local field here, we take any model, there is a model which dominates this model for which the mod p reduction has this property. So it would answer, so to speak, entirely Deligne's philosophy. It would give a concrete example. But we don't have a resolution of singularities at disposal, so we can try to see what nevertheless we can say in at our state of knowledge. So I discussed on this with Takeshi recently. So one good formulation would be the following one, but I don't really guarantee that it works entirely, so let me be careful here. So good, but I think at that level it should work. So a good formulation would be that if we start with the same assumption, so better formulation. So if we start with the same assumption that X over K is projective smooth and has a coniveau condition, then we would like to say that there is a model. So maybe let us say more concretely, it's less elegant, but let us say more concretely, take a model. So R is a ring of integers in K, so some model. Then there is a model, so let's say Z, so there is a model here, which is birational. With a property, the reduction must be of this model over R fulfills Deligne's wish. And this model here, so on the generic fiber here, so Z tensor K, is birational, of course. But this one has mild singularity, so it has it's not necessarily smooth. Okay, and in particular, the corollary of the fact that it's not necessarily smooth, if you remember, so if we look at, so we cannot conclude, at least I cannot, it's more at the level of thinking so far. One can conclude that the level of cohomology of this new model here is 1, but it's not bad. Because we have seen that according to the generalization of Deligne's integrality here over over local field, excuse me, for a lifting of the geometric Frobenius in the large Galois group, then this half motivic condition, this connival condition here is of course very important, but the one which remains when one thinks of the application for existence of rational points is not this, that what it does on cohomology for the eigenvalues of lifting of Frobenius. So we cannot conclude this, but one can conclude that the eigenvalues of a lifting of Frobenius will have the right property. So then, using this birational model will have the property that one can replace the this kind of argument here by a more evolved argument involving, so to speak, computation of the type which was before, introducing more or less the weights here. So this is a better formulation, which I hope will be really a solid formulation. But this is a wishful formulation, let's say, like this, so far. So there is a subtlety here. And because even if you think over a finite field, if you have De Jong theorem is telling you that you can define weights. And as we discussed before, the last graded piece of the weights is recognized in any alteration. But it won't tell you right away that if you take another birational model which has singularities, and even if those singularities are mild in some sense to be precise, then it won't tell you that the cohomology of this larger model is going to be the image in the last graded piece of this larger model is going to be the same. It should be true. Okay. So the last remark I want to make, and which is of course, so there are two other remarks now, which we can make. So the first remark is that, as we have seen, what is very natural in the setup here is that if we start with this condition, I just write here to be short, then the conclusion, so let me write, so an X proper, so I come back to varieties of a finite field, then the conclusion is that so if we don't have any assumption on the geometry of X and how bad are the singularities, then if I summarize part of the discussion before, then I can say that the trace of the geometric Frobenius acting, on the gros top W of H, and of course we assume, geometrically connected, is congruent to 1 modulo Q. So we can always conclude this. So we can ask, at least naively, the question, does one have, a geometric, understanding. I'm very vague here because I don't know how to phrase it. A geometric understanding of gros WI, let's say, HIX. But here one has to pay attention. So here is a warning. There is this extremely, we cannot say, the answer cannot be that the variety X itself will have a rational point, for example. because there is a warning which is due to, and in fact it's even more than this, so let me try to explain. I mean, not a warning, but the example came before, so I mean, this is more a result of thinking about this example here. The warning is a very nice example, which is due to Janosz Kollar. He produced an X, which is a surface, so dimension 2, over a finite field, which has the property that not only its Char group is trivial, but it's really rationally connected. So X over any algebraically closed field, any containing the ground field here, is rationally connected. And yet, X has no rational point. And in fact, it is more than this. Birational model, so desingularization, it has a desingularization, I mean, it's dimension 2 anyway, but one can produce it explicitly given the construction. A desingularization of X is provided by its birational model. It's a, let's blow up with blow up in points, so with smooth center, so successive blow ups with smooth center in the ambient space. In the ambient space is a blow up of P1 cross C, where C is a curve of genus at least 2, which has no points. So we see that not only X doesn't have a rational point, and this formulation here does not suggest, of course, that X has a rational point, but because this last credit piece is recognized in de Jong's iteration, one may ask the question, well, is there some variety somewhere which captures a rational point out of this information? And Kollar is telling us that there is this one example here which has a property that blow up here, a desingularization here, is a blow up of a variety which does not have any rational point. So there is no way for X to have some shadow in some birational model above it, and which has a rational point. So I don't know exactly how to interpret this, so one should ask people like Mark what motivic theory is telling us. I mean, whether there is a powerful enough theory of weights on Wojewski's category, which gives an idea of what is this cohomology here. So this is the first remark. And the second remark is that the second remark is that what is, so we come here with a formulation which I hope is a nice formulation which works completely, and now a deep question which is not so easy is what is the right formulation in higher level? So that means if we start, and I think the right assumption would be that if we start with X projective smooth, over local field, and we assume, so now we have to pay attention, you see, in all the discussions here, we were always assuming coniveau condition, coniveau 1 condition for cohomology starting in weight 1, so not in weight because it's singular, in degree, excuse me, starting in degree at least 1, And the reason for this is because we assume the conival one for H0 cannot be fulfilled. And so we can, the only exception is H0, so we remove H0 from the assumption, it's okay. But if we go to higher level here, we cannot do that. So, for example, we will have level one for the piece of H2, which is supported by divisors. So, and if we want to make an assumption level two, we have to take into account this piece. So I think a right formulation would be that the cohomology here is spent, let's say, by level, I call it kappa, plus pure tet classes. And now, what is the right geometry? What is the right formulation? Which tell us that this assumption, and ideally it's an assumption, we think of it as being an assumption in characteristic zero. What does it imply for a mod P? I mean, does it imply that we have a good model, the mod P reduction of which has the corresponding number of rational points, which is predicted by a similar equation here for the mod P reduction? So I don't know, it seems to be a quite delicate problem. Okay, so thank you very much. No, I cannot conclude.
So the question then is, X being N1 does not necessarily imply something birational to it is N1.
No, I would not say that. I said that I cannot conclude. But the cohomological information I would like to extract from this, if I have it, I can show it. Okay? I mean, think it won't happen here. Because of the construction of the Z here, I think it won't happen. But think about this: that in this birational model, suddenly you introduce somewhere a node like this.
Yeah.
So then you will introduce a piece which is. Is that bad what I said? Yeah. No. No. It's not good what I said. I'm sorry. I mean, you could. You could say, you see, when you go from, so you have your model X, you're on the generic fiber here. So you have your model and you go to this blow up.
Mm-hmm.
The piece of the cohomology which comes from your original model is okay.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have the rest, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So now this rest, how can I know that this rest is supported in codimensional one? I cannot.
Well, we can discuss it.
Yeah,
I have a fantasy how to do that.
Ah, this would be nice. Okay. Yeah,
Eric was the roughly what would be the expected formula for a rational point at higher level of function.
Ah, this is a very delicate question, actually. I had made a try about 1 or 2 years ago, and then Berlin immediately, the next morning, he replied immediately saying, no, it's not good. And because what happens, so let me try to explain. What happens is that you fix a variety over local field. And you want to understand what is, and you give some conival condition. I mean, ideally, you would like to give them on the Hodge level, but we give them on the cohomological level. What is the geometry which allows you to construct a model which will have the property that the special fiber, the mod P reduction of this model, keeps this information of the generic fiber and doesn't get any new information. Because you see, when you look at the free specialization map we had the commodity of the special fiber pulled back over the algebraic closure of the finite field. It maps to the commodity of the generic fiber pulled back on the algebraic closure of the finite field, and it receives commodity with support along the special fiber in the model pulled back over the algebraic closure of the ring. Okay? Now, for the piece of information on the closed fiber which is seen on the generic fiber, this is fine. But there is the other piece. The other piece is coming from commodity with support, and that's the subject of the lecture, so to speak, support in a model which has absolutely high singularities. And the model itself is not fixed. You could, the ideal thing following the Lin philosophy would say there exists a model. So you try to think there exists a model, but then you think, if I take a smooth point on this model, on the closed fiber, I blow it up. Then I obtain suddenly a Q of minus 1 in the air. And I'm talking on higher level. So this Q of minus 1 is going to destroy my thinking. So I have to introduce those pure test pieces. That would be okay. I could put them, so to speak, in the formulation. But because I have also to take into account the fact that perhaps I blow up also very singular stuff, then I introduce new weight pieces, which are lower, but which are no longer tests. And those, of course, destroy the whole thinking about congruences for rational points. So I would wish a formulation which would tell me, starting, I think here is a nice formulation. You assume n kappa plus some test pieces. And the ideal thing, but I'm not sure whether it's too optimistic, is to say that there is a model, and one can, there is a model which is provided by geometry, which has the property that the material reduction has the same property. That would be, of course, I think, elegant. But I'm not sure. For level one, it's okay. And the reason for level one, the reason why it's okay for level one is because whatever blow up I do, as long as it is with smooth centers, it's cool. And if it's not with smooth centers, it's not good at all. But because of the strength of De Jong's ideas, I can go up and up and up and eliminate those species which were not good. I was blowing up uncarefully, but those species I could get rid of. But I'm not sure I can do that with all levels. Okay. I'm
sorry. Are there more questions?
I can tell you, not writing precisely, but I can tell you in words what Janosch Kollar was doing. So you take C cross P1, and C has no rational points, okay? So now you take a closed point, it has a higher degree, okay? And you blow up, okay? And now you blow up as many times as it is necessary in order to produce a curve with negative self-intersection, okay? And you contract. So you need Artin's contraction theorem, which is telling you that whatever curve on the surface which has negative self-intersection, you can contract it still as a variety. So now the that's the x. The x gets the singularity, which is high, because I mean its resolution is just one blow up, and this blow up is this curve with negative self-intersection. But the curve itself is not defined over the ground field, because I was starting with a situation where I didn't have any rational point. It's defined over a finite extension, okay? And this is Kollar's example. So you need Artin's contraction theorem, which you could not do if the field was not finite.
More questions? Okay, let's take a speak.